Wait a few more seconds and then we will start. Fourteenth line from top of Ayin Amud Aleph. Amar Rabba Bar Bachana. Can I know to each Shayna Genesloy? Anybody who marries a woman that's not proper from him. Rashi seems to say, the Rashi says it clearly, that's an Isha Psula. That means he marries somebody that's also for him to marry. The Torah considers it like he plowed the whole world and planted its salt, which means he basically ruined the world. A place where you plant just salt, plowed it, ruined it from being fertile by planting salt. They come up from the pile of salt, pile of charsha we're darshaning now, as plowing. Rashi, kilo charsha, mishum lo yachvul yahachri yuchusam, since his kids will not be able to prove their yichus, karlu tel melech, charsha loshen chayresh, a loshen of plowing, meaning to be like salt, meaning not useful, not useful. Somebody marries a puzzle a woman because he wants money, so he will have children that are not muganim, not good children. I mean, even if they're not puzzle, marries a chayv elavim, right? Be halalim, I guess, for a kayin. They're puzzle kahuna, but they're not puzzle to call. And anyway, if he marries a chayv elavim from Yisrael, the kid's puzzle automatically. So this is why some farshim want to learn that this is not going on an isha psula. It doesn't say ein haguna here. It says kolan yaisa isha l'shem mama. Now Rashi, in the next Rashi, we'll see in a minute, shnem b'vashem b'agdu, ki banim zarem yaladu. They rebelled against Hashem, for they gave birth to children that are estranged. I think that's the way probably to translate it. So Rashi over here in Banim, Mishab Sululai, Lashem Mama Naswa. So Rashi learns it's an Isha Psula, that's Lashem Maman. The Shiltas learns that it doesn't mean, that's how the Ramah Paskins, by the way. This halacha is paskin in the Ramah. If somebody marries an Isha Psula, Lashem Maman, who have banim shein and muganim, who have not such good children. The problem is if it's an isha psula, the children are pasul. So exactly what does ein and muganim mean? What's the chiddush? Right, that's the tzivs question. Well, they're pasul, so obviously they're ein and muganim. So the tziv brings a raya from the shultas that he marries a woman that's not appropriate to him. She's kosher, but she's not appropriate to him. A lower level, like a Bas Amaretz, if he's a Talmud Chacham, and he sells himself to marry a Bas Amaretz for money, that's how the Netziv brings the Shiltas. But Rashi says, Banim Sulim, the Netziv's Kasha on Rashi is, what does that mean, Einim Muganas, Einim Muganim? They're puzzling kids. So maybe that means they won't behave properly, it's not clear. Should B'Shem timer back to the Gemara, Bum and Pullet, maybe the money will be saved, meaning they might not have good children, but they'll remain rich. In a month, they will eat up their share. Rashi says, means quickly, they'll use up all their money. You'll tell me his money, but her money that she brings into the marriage will be preserved, like Nichsim Elug, which is a Shmer Rashi over here, we'll see in a minute. Talmud Leimar, Chalkehem, both of them. The Shema Taimar, and Shema Taimar, Lisnam Aruba, it'll take a long time. Talmud Leimar Chaydish, very quickly. By Talmud Mishma, how do you see for the word Chaydish? Amav Nachma, by Yitzvah Chaydish, Nichnas Chaydish, Yaitzim, and Mainam Abad. Month in, month out, money is gone. Rashi. So back to that Rashi Banim Zarem, the Isha Psulaloi, the Shem Mamanasva, to the Messiah Krah, the pasuk and Yechem Chaydish Yischotayim, Mama Shinasa Lishmai, Yechem Bechaydish Echad, the money that she carried, that she married him, sorry, that he married her, for that money will be consumed in a month. Which I think doesn't mean that necessarily literally in a month, but it means quickly.
Yeah, but Rebbe, but let's say he does it so he can learn.
Well, according to Rashi, it's not a kash, it's Yishab Sulalai.
Yeah, I understand.
You're not allowed to marry Yishab Sulalai to learn.
Sula, Rebbe said that less than him.
I said, no, I didn't say that. I said Sula meant puzzle. Then it Siv asks, what's the chiddush that it's Eidim Bugadim? They're puzzle of kids. Then the Siv brings it to the Otis that says differently. But in Rashi, your kash is not a kasha.
Yeah, right, correct. I understand.
Right, and then the Shiltus is saying that a person has to be careful to marry a woman that's on his caliber, meaning that she has the same goals in life. She comes from a different place, and you're marrying her just for money. Now, remember, he's not talking about a Bas Amoritz that went to seminary and wants a guy to sit and learn. He's talking about Bas Amoritz has Amoritzic ideals, and you have different ideals, and you're marrying her just because you want money. That, according to the Tzib, will produce not good children. See, you're dealing from 2024, where not necessarily are the parents' hashkafas the same as the kids' hashkafas. The kids might have more altruistic hashkafas, more higher hashkafas, in what life is about. But that's not what the Shiltus was talking about. According to him, the Gemara is talking about a girl that grows up in her parents' house and has the same values as her parents, and this guy is marrying a person with different values so he can make money. Now here Rashi says something that I don't understand, and I didn't see anybody talk about it. And that is Rashi says, why would I think she doesn't lose her money? He lav isura of the. She didn't do an isser. She wanted to get married to a miyuchas. Now, she's also to marry, Mamzeres is also to marry Yisroel, just like Yisroel is also to marry Mamzeres. So this Rashi is a raya to those achrayim that want to learn that Rashi psula doesn't mean puzzle. It means not miyuchas. No proof of miyuchas. And that's how they want to learn in Rashi, Einam Mugeres Lai. That means she didn't prove her Yichas. So we now have three Pshatim. Pashim Pshat in Rashi, and the Rush says, means a real puzzle. The problem with that Pshat is, A, what's the Chiddush of Balam Sheinam Mugadim? And B, what does Rashi mean that she's not doing an Isser? Why is she not doing an Isser? Because she wants to marry a Kasher Yid, but she's not allowed to. Then we had the Shiltus Pshat that says it has nothing to do with puzzle. It has to do with a different value system. And now we have a third shot that some Achrayim want to say, that Rashi doesn't mean pasul mamash. It means that it is ainu meyuchas lai, not meyuchas, meaning she doesn't have yichas. She means she can't prove her kashrus. We don't know that she's pasul. She's not usher to be married into. You're not a kayin. Only a kayin has to check out yichas. Yisrael doesn't have to check it out that much. But it's still, he should have checked it out. That's what they want to say Rashi means. Again, the problem with that is the word psula lai. Psula sounds puzzle. It doesn't sound the other way. Again, I don't have a better pshat. So these are the three pshatim in the Gemara. Two in Rashi. One from the Shiltus. Because Rashi says the difficulty with understanding Rashi is that he lav yisura of the, she's not doing an isser. Why isn't she doing an isser? She has the same love as he does. So that leans to the pshat to say that psula here doesn't mean psula. Also, Rashi uses the word bishop psula loy. That's not a raya, but meaning it's not a meyuchas, that's all it means. Okay, anybody can take that. I don't have a better shot. I wonder if Art School does anything different, but I don't have any better shot. Zakti Gemara Vayter. Yama Rabbi Barbarada, Amar Amar Lav Stila, Amar Rav Amnuna. Kalanaisa Isha Shayna Genesli, person who marries a woman that's not appropriate for him. Elio Kaifsai, Elio hits him. Now Rashi explains later on that this Elio, or it's parentheses in Rashi, is the name of a Malach. This is not Elio Hanavi. The parentheses in Rashi later on says, because we see it from a Pasuk, and in the Pasuk, it can't be Elio Hanavi because who did it before Elio Hanavi? So it's Elio HaKais Rashi in the parentheses, whether that's Rashi or not, I'm not sure, but in the parentheses, it says it's a Malach called Elio. He ties him up. This is upstairs. This is what goes on upstairs when a person marries an Isha Sheina Genesloi, which Rashi learns is a psula, right? And the Rabbeinu Shlomim hits him. The Tana, and then we learned in the Braisa, Al Kulam, on all of them, meaning Al Kulam means Kahalim, Levim, Yisraelim, that marry Psulais, that's how Rashi translates it, Al Kulam, anybody that marries a Apostle, Eliyahu Kaisiv, Eliyahu writes down, the Kodesh Baruch Hu Chaisim, and the Rabbeinu Shlomim seals it, Eli signs it. Eli lepaisel lezaroi. Woe to one who parcels his kids. Lepaigimus mishpachtai. Lenais the isha shein hagen. Period. Lenais the isha shein hagen esloi. Now the Gra takes this out because it's a repetition. Eliyahu kaisiv Hakadosh Baruch Hu writes it. So the Gra takes it out. He says he doesn't know what it's doing here. It's a repetition. Rashi shein hagen esloi psulaloi. Kaisai halayka bebezin. Usually when a person gets malchus down here in Bezin, comes from Shtayadav al-Amad, they tie his hand, two hands around the pillar, and the sechtus malchus. Kaifsai means kaishrei, ties him. Right side, malkeo b'ritzua, hits him with a strap. Yau kulam, kahanim l'vihim yisraelim, and the yol kaisav maitakamer basel, what it says. Ayloi l'paisu zarai, l'paigim as mishpachtai, kigan, shenasi isha shein agenislai. If you take a look at the parentheses, Hi Elio, Lava Elio, the Sibbe Mikrahi. This is not Elio Anavi. It came a Kamadabi Asi Mankamse, who beat him beforehand, who tied him beforehand. Right? El Hashem Malach, who's Yusefer Lamaila. It's a Malach who's a scribe upstairs. Zakti Gemara Vayter. Chala Paisel, Puzzle. Anybody that goes around puzzling people always. Always cursing out or blaspheming, talking negatively about families, saying they're puzzle of families. Puzzle. That's a sign that he is puzzle. Ve'ein medaber, and his way is not to speak in praise, b'shvacha le'olam. One of the simonim, if you want to guess who is a puzzle of person, a person who's negative to others about psul mishvacha is usually puzzle. It's just the way the Rabbeinu Shlomo makes it work. That he's insulting others, kashrus a family, and it's an indication of him. Rashi, Kalapaisu, Megadev. Megadev Tumidus Amishvachus. He always insults families. Right? And who acts my puzzle? The Ain Medabi Bishvacha Laila means Ain Darkusho puzzle, the Dabi Bishvacha Briyas Laila. Puzzle of people. Inherently speak negatively about people. They're negative. Negative, insulting, that's a raya psul. We wouldn't puzzle somebody because of that, but that's an indication of psul. The Amar Shmuel, the Mumad Paisul, and Shmuel says what he's calling other families is usually what he has. Like if he says they're mamzerim, he's a mamzer. If he says they're psulim for some reason, probably he is the same thing. I don't think it applies today, even though it's possible in Shulchan Aruch. Nothing in my life. Now we're going to have a story, a very interesting story. I'll try my best to explain it as we go along, but it's a very interesting story. Ahu Gavra de Naga, there was a person from the city of Naga.
One second.
What did Rebbe mean when he said that Shulchan Aruch Paskin what?
The Mumma Kala Paisel, the Mumma Paisel.
Lagabe?
I said, I don't know.
Rebbe, does it mean he didn't know what the Shulchan Aruch meant?
I think it says in Shulchan Aruch that a person should be careful. I'll tell you in a second. You hold 1 second, I'll tell you what the Shulchan Aruch says exactly.
Oh, there's an odd doctor's office. Unless the doctor has a forum. Liquid test.
So Moran says, anybody's got a place for a chayrim coming. Be worried that maybe he's a mamzer. And the Magen Mishnah explains that it doesn't mean that he's vaday pasul, but a person should be worried that maybe he's dealing with a person that's pasul before he marries such a person.
You shouldn't marry him because he's a negative person.
In Musar Seder, you're right. In Halacha Seder, it's a suggestion not to marry a person that's negative because it might be puzzle. It's an indication that he's puzzle. You don't want him to puzzle your kids. You're giving advice. The Gemara is telling you Halacha. It's also advice, because it's not usher, advisable to pick a person that's not possibly. By the way, it doesn't mean he's negative about how much the coffee tastes. He's negative about people's kashrus. So a person that's negative about people's kashrus, maybe stay away from him. That's what it's saying. Now, by the way, today it doesn't happen because you don't have people walking around possibly family. That's what I meant before. There are negative people. But they're not negative about people's kashrus. They're negative about how the coffee tastes and how the gabbai made the mishmeras and how the balsila davened. They're negative about a million things, but they're not negative about kashrus or families. Doesn't miss my advice. Ahu gavad him and the old man by Pukhari and Pumbedisa. It was a person in my dog that went into a butcher shop in the city of Pumbedisa, where the Rosh Hashiva of that city was Rav Yehuda. Amalu, and he said to the butcher, Havalu Bisri. I mean, he said to the people behind the counter, can you give me meat? Amalei, Nagatar Atzeshaku Shemayad Rav Yehuda by Yechesku. Wait till the servant of Rav Yehuda by Yechesku will take his meat first. Right, he's coming to pick it up for Rav Yehuda. V'neisav Lach, and then we'll give you. Meaning, you know, there's a chash of a person here. He's coming to pick it up at the reshiva. So wait till we serve the reshiva. The reshiva's not there. His servant is there. Wait till we serve the reshiva, and then we'll give you. Amar, so he said, Man Yehuda by Yechesko, by Yechesko, the Kadamli. So in a derogatory way, he called of Yehuda, Yehuda by Shvisko. Shvisko is a word for glutton, meaning he eats roast meat all the time. Who is this Yehuda, the son of the glutton, meaning making fun of Rabbi Yehuda, that is before me? The Kadamli, the Shalkim and Kamoi. Who does he think? Who do they think he is that he takes meat before me? Period. End of what happened. Rashi, when I finish the story, but end of that part of the story. That's waiting for meat. By Shvisko, Lashin Gnai, Gargaran, Eichel Shvisky Tzli, a glutton who eats constantly roast. Some of Sachem, he's always barbecuing. Memure Perach Mitzvah Mitzrayim, when it's talking about the Emurim of the Pesach Mitzrayim, Man Lemelon Lashvisky of Dina, who says they didn't roast it? L'shem Rabbeinu Halevi. Right, sir. Amru Leila Rav Yehuda. Amru Leila Rav Yehuda. So they came and they told Rav Yehuda that he insulted you, your yeshiva. And the Rabbim, this man said, called you by a derogatory name. Now, you have to be menada al kavan atayra. If Yehuda was mechuyev to put the guy in cherem. So shamte, you put him in cherem. Question is, why wasn't the lashon hara in the Torah of Yehuda? This is the question I'm going to have. What heter was to the Torah of Yehuda at lashon hara? So the Ein Yaakov answers, the Chofetz Chaim Patzke says, that a clear bezin has a right to tell the bezin what the insult, if they insult bezin. There's a heter, Gemara by Cutton says it beferish, that a shliach bezin can go back to bezin and say that they were insulted. Raya is from when Moshe sent the dust of Aviram and they said, loy nala. So the Gemara says, how did Moshe find out about it? The answer is, he was told. And a shliach bezin does not have an issur lashon hara to come back and tell bezin what was said. Weiter. So Amru, they also told Rav Yehuda, Ragul the Kari Inti Avdi. He's always calling people Avadim Kshanim. He walks around and he's always insulting people, saying, you're slaves. Achrizalei the Avdu. So Rav Yehuda went and announced that he's an Eved. Because of Kalapaiso, Bamumaypaiso, which is a big chiddush, because he was willing to announce about a person that he's an Eved Kanani. And the Gemara will talk about this later. Rashi, Shamte. G'dashecha de menadam b'tloy barav, b'mayit katan. Amru le Rav Yehuda Ragul gavet de kar linchi avdi. So he went, and he called him an Eved. Azulahu, yes.
Rabbi, can I ask a quick question? Why, sure. on the issue of Lashon Hara, why wasn't the guy's statement insulting him something that should be an exception to Lashon Hara because that posed a threat to the community as a whole? His upsetting the respect of Rav Yehuda, why wasn't that in and of itself an exception that's permissible to do something
that
about?
That might be the reason that the Gemara says that Shliach Bezin's allowed to go back to Bezin and tell Bezin.
I didn't hear that as the essence of the reason. I heard that as just a quote from a puzzle.
Yeah, I didn't know the reason, but it makes sense. You're saying a good reason.
Okay.
Also, Ahu, Azmer Ladina Lakamad Rav Nachman. So that person went. He heard that he was announced he was an Eved. He went to Rav Nachman that he wants to take of Yehuda to Din Torah. Now, it's a strange Gemara we're going to see here, because we'll see in a minute. I see, I'm not going to say, but let the Gemara talk for itself. I see Piskei d'Hazmana. They brought a letter of Hazmana to Din Torah, to Rav Yehuda, to go to Rav Nachman to Din Torah against this person. Azor Rav Yehuda l'kami Rav Huna. So Rav Yehuda went to ask Rav Huna, is he mechuyev to go to Bezin to Rav Nachman, since he's bigger than Rav Nachman? Can you call Rav Yehuda to a bezin to somebody who's smaller than him? Now, if they would have called him to Rav Huna, that's his Rebbe. You go. But you call him to Rav Nachman, who is a contemporary or less than him. So Rav Yehuda wanted to know if he has to go. Also, Amalei, Ezu or Lai Ezu? Should I go? Amalei, Mezu, Lai Bai Lachman Mezu. You don't have to go. From the Gavra Rabat, you're a big person, and you don't have to go. And you don't have to go to him because you're bigger than him. He's not the one that should be judging your case. What should be judging your case is somebody bigger than you. But Mishum the Gavra Rabat, Mishum the Gavra Rabat, and Mishum the Yikar the Bein Nasiya Kumzo. Rav Nachman was very well. It was a big company besides being Rav Nachman. He also was the son-in-law of the Reish Galusa. And therefore, as covered Reish Galusa, you should be going. Rashi. To ask, should he go? You're bigger than him. He's a Dayan, the Reish Galusa. The Chasna the Bein Nasiya. He's the son-in-law of the Bein Nasiya. I think the Bein Nasiya means the Reish Galusa. Because I mean it by right to The Gemara there says that they give him a right to be mezalzel in the halachas of Rabbi Yechidin. All we're proving from that Gemara is that he was chasen in the Bein Nesia. Yikar in the Bein Nesia, she chasen anasi. Go for the covenant of the family. So he went. Now it seems from the story that Rav Nachman and Rav Yehuda did not know each other. As strange as it sounds, they're both on Meroim, and one was a Rashiva in Pumbedisa, and one was a Rashiva in Adar. But it seems that they didn't have a very close connection. And that's, to me, the biggest finish of the story, but let's go by it. So he came. I'm sorry?
Yehuda apparently knew that he was lower than him.
Right, he knew of him, but Nachman obviously, as we will see in a minute, I'll let the story speak for itself. So Yehuda comes to town, and he finds Rav Nachman building a maka, a fence around the roof. Don't you hold that a person is not allowed, a person that's a leader of a tzibur is not allowed to work publicly? Right? Meaning a person that's the yeshiva, right? It should not work publicly. And Rashi says because it's degrading for not for the yeshiva. It's degrading for the people around him. Let's take a look at Rashi. He's low to a generation. It reflects very badly on the community that nobody's doing his work for him. So Rashi makes it sound that the reason he's not allowed to work is because the community is suffering if he does the work. They should be doing his work. And if they're not doing his work, it reflects bad on them. Therefore, he shouldn't do it. The Rambam learns it's Mavazah himself. He's above that. He shouldn't be doing physical labor. Amalai, Sir Nachman answers him, Purta de Gundrisa de Gava Agreda, meaning I'm making a fence, a low fence, because of the mitzvah of Makkah. That's how they explain it. Because of the mitzvah of Makkah. That's how the Yad Ramah explains it. And for a mitzvah, I'm a lot of work. Because for a mitzvah, that's not called being mevazeh oneself. Mitzvah boy, yaisim mevishluchas. Rashi, gundrisa, haynu maka be'echad al l'shaynas. It's a different way of expressing sense. And the word purta means a low, gundrisa means a fence I am making. He was answering him, the Adramah says it's a mitzvah. Amalai, Sir Yehuda says to him, mi sanya maka d'chzib by raisa mechitza d'amarabonon. Why are you using a language like that? Why don't you use the language the Torah uses or the Rabbanon use? Mishnayos always says Mechitza, the Torah says Maka, and you're using some strange language, Gundrisa. What's wrong with the Torah's word? What's wrong with the Rabbanon's word? End of story. End of that part of the story. I'm alive, so Nachman tells of Yehuda, let's take a look at Rashi. Misami, claim the Bechur of Misami Lashon Torah. Is it hated the Lashon of the Torah? Lashon Shaib and the Adam Shatim Medaber B'Imkei Safa. You speak this deep language. Meschavanoi Rav Yehuda, the times to Medaber the contrary. Rav Yehuda was trying to get Rav Nachman upset. L'idea Shlahar L'Nasol of Lazmin Alav. The Lazmin Alav. Meaning he wanted Rav Nachman to understand that he's upset that he was called a Din Torah in front of him. So he picked this that over a word. Like, why are you talking that way? Amalai Yasim Marek HaKifta. Sit down on the bench. HaKafita, whatever it is. Amalai, so Yehuda told him the same thing. Why are you using that kind of language? Nisani Safsul Damar Rachmana. It's the Badami, isn't she? There's the word that Chazal used, Safsul, or the word that common people use, which is Itztaba. And you're using this strange word again. Why are you doing that? Rashi, Akapita, Samso. Dr. Gemara Baita. Amalai, so he tells him, Lecho mal esrunga. Why don't you eat? Did I skip? No. Amalai, Lecho mal esrunga. Eat a, I believe it's an esrit. It is an esrit. Amalai, hachi amashmo. Kalayma esrunga, tilsa baramasrucha. He says, Bao Gaiva. Speaking the word of Srunga, this fancy language, He's a filsa means it's like half. He's like he's a third of a balgaiva. Means he has a touch of gaiva, a substantial touch of gaiva. I asterisk the chayy rabbanim. I asterisk the amrienchi. Either use the word Chazal use, or use the word that people use. Again, why Rav Nachman was doing this is beyond me. But this is keeps on going with different words. Rashi. Since he's a Balgaiva, he speaks in a certain different way. Don't think about it. I'm a Lishni Mar Abaga. Abaga, excuse me, Abaga is a kais that holds a revius. And they used to drink it every morning. And the Gemara calls it asparagus. And he called it ambaga.
Asparagus.
Amalei, misani asparagus, the karu rabbanon. What's wrong with the word rabbanon use, a ampeg dami inchi, or what people use? Rashi. Ambaga kaisu revias. Where we give them lishtas kaisacha dimashkas and lishtas chakras. They used to drink one cup of the morning drink that they always drank. The karei of asparagus with mesechtas brachas. Ampak Kaiser Rivias. Russian Ampak Lay Sugar BPM, that's what they were accustomed to say. Amrilay Tasty wife's name was his daughter's name was Dung. So that Dung come and give us a drink. That's what he said. Let Dung come and serve us. Amrilay Hachi Amr Shmuel. So Rabbi Huda told them, this is what Shmuel said, Ein mishtamshim b'isha. We don't use women to be amongst men. We don't, because we don't want women hanging around men, so we don't want them coming to serve. Rashi, Tesi dung tave bita shekach shva, Ein mishtamshim b'isha, shleim edena liyas regila bein anashim. Not to teach her to hang around men. Zakti Gemara, so he answered him, Ktanahi, she's a young girl, and therefore there's no answer. So he said, Beferish Amr Shmuel, Ein Mishtamshim Bishiklau, Ben Gdaila Ben Ktana. Shmuel said, we don't use even a Gdaila or even a Ktana. Right. Zakti Gemara, right, so the question is, how does the Rambam holds it's because of hearer. So the Rambam paskins it's only usher in things that are done usually a wife to a husband, like pouring a drink, which is a darb shechiba. That's how the Rambam paskins. Rashi seems to say we don't want her hanging around men, so it seems that it's the general rule don't have women waitresses. And halacha is a very very interesting thing, because this is very negaya, and the world is makel. And the question becomes, why is the world makel? But that's a fact, that the world is makel in this. The halacha says, that it's some, that it's usher. Then it's brought down, the Rambam sheet that's only by Dvaram Shokhiba. And then it's brought down that anything that's done as a service, as a shayrus v'avdus, is mutter as long as it's done in public, not done in private where they can be hearer. And that's what this world seems to be, think that it's not done derechiba, we are makel. And that seems to be the hefter that we have in front of that, that women that serve aren't doing it to create a relationship. They're doing it because they are hired to serve. And therefore we're makel.
Rabbi, why are we not allowed to comment, or why is the Gemara not commenting on what's the big picture, what's really going on here? We're not allowed to say what seems like what would be the obvious thing, that Rav Yehuda was insulted, that he had to come up and deal with Rav Nachman, who was his lessor, and therefore he was just kind of oppressing him in this situation?
Rashi said that. Rashi said it, maybe not as sharp as you did, but Rashi and the Rashi before said that he picked on these things because he wanted to let Rav Nachman know that he's upset.
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed that.
Yeah. Oh, Rav was doing it just for one purpose, to let Rav Nachman know I am upset at you.
Hey, Mark Renton, is here a Rabbanan or Deraisa?
Deraisa.
So why aren't we concerned about that?
Again, if it's a question of... Again, and if it's a Drabbanan, why wouldn't we be concerned? What difference does it make if it's a Deraisa Drabbanan?
Because in general, we say, oh, it's a Deraisa. Drabbanan, we don't have the same respect. Chas Shom, I said that, but I said it.
No, it's true.
There's no difference. The assuming is, what we're saying is, the Peshittas that say that if it's not being done in a way to build a relationship, there's no hearer.
Thank you.
You go to a dentist, and the dentist has his aide clean your mouth. And she's a woman. We assume there's no hearer. She's doing her job, and you're not interested in her in the least bit. You'd rather be left alone.
But some people are machmir on that.
You're right. Some people are machmir not to have lady waiters by men. You go to Chasanas in New York, you go to Chasanas in New York or Lakewood, it's men waiters in the men's section. No lady waiters.
It should be.
Okay.
Rabbis,
the dental aid may not be the best example in that the medical halachas, I've seen one person who is one of the Gedolei Yisrael get a cardiac cath, which involves the groin.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you, Dr. Schwab.
The dental aid may not be the best example in that the halachas around medical workers are a bit different. I have personally seen one of the people who's Gedolei Yisrael get a cardiac cath, and the best person was female, and so there she was poaching around, in his groin, basically, and he had no hakpadas about that at all.
Again, I didn't say taloka. That's the show.
Well, on the other hand, I have been at tables where the men were in one room, the women were in another, and I've been at the tables of Gedolei Yisrael, which were mixed. So it's...
Again, I'm not here to pop to a local Lamaisa. Somebody asked me, are people mocked? But I said, some people are mocked, but that's all I said. And I did say that in some places they're mocked, but they have men waiters by men and lady waiters by ladies. That's all I said. I didn't tell people what to do. I'm not prosecuting a local Lamaisa. This is not a local show. I'm a Lehaki Amishmul. Kobe Isherva. Sorry, I skipped. Nishadale Marshlam Aliyosa. Why don't you send hello to Yalsa? Meaning send a regards to my wife Yalsa. So he told him, because she's going to respond to me, and I will hear her voice, and listening to her voice is Kol B'Yisherga. So some learn that it's not halacha. But in the Ian Yaakov asks, what's wrong? It wasn't song. So the Ian Yaakov answers that the women used to sing songs, their greetings. And it would be singing him the response. That's one shot. Or he said that he was makbid, Rabbi Yehuda was makbid, not to talk to women unnecessarily because he didn't want to hear their voice. So one of the two pshatim, take whichever one you want. Afshadei shliach. So why don't you make a shliach? Amalech ha-mishmul, ain't shalom b'shalom isha. You don't do it at all. Because you're sending the shliach, and the Rashi says, Shem b'tach shele shalom yiragilim zem zay de shlucham, v'yabaya de chiva. They start sending messages to each other. Let's go back to the Amid Aleph. Tana hi rav nach nekamal ala yalsu shem ishtay, kol b'sha'er v'shnem ha-shmeini yizkailach. And I said, Mishlema to Shivani shall answer me. I'm going to Nachman, Epshil, Mishlema, where she was shot by the Shliach. He said, I don't want to create a relationship between the Shliach and her. I'm sorry, yes?
was Reb Nachman a Talmud of Rav?
Reb Nachman was a Talmud of, not sure. He definitely learned by Rav, but I don't know if that was his Ikar Rebbe. It was a little bit of a little later. He was a contemporary, but a little bit younger than Reb Yehuda.
Were these comments Reb Nachman were making back to Reb Yehuda also a little antagonistic, asking these questions?
No, he was a big mitaritz why he did it.
Nobody's he's asking to say my wife. Who says go say hello to my wife? I mean, why is he like doing that? Why is he saying these?
I guess he wanted him to say hello to his wife.
All right.
Hi, Day Baila. Why didn't you send me to give her regards? The trashy. I'm there.
It sounds like they're both shepherding each other in a way.
No, I don't think so. I think Reb Nachman is not trying to shepherd at all.
Okay.
Hi, Day Baila. Why don't you send it through me? The trashy. I had Ishliach the Dover. I'm a lay. How come Rishmul ain't Shalom Bishalom Yishaklau? The trashy. Why? Shemar Golim of the Daitatzla. That means you don't want to think about women. So sending women regards is put women into your head. That's what Shmuel said. Now again, this is some people, right? Some people say it's only to send her regards, but to say how she's doing, that you're allowed to do, because we see from the pasuk that they said, Ayah Sarah Ishtecha, that they asked him, where's Sarah? How is Sarah? So we see that you're allowed to ask about the person, right? But to send regards is something a person doesn't do to a wife. Now, we get around that halacha. Some people, they say, send regards to the family. By saying that, they're not sending regards directly to a wife. Shokalei the Visu.
I thought that the Mulachim did it to bring Chiba there.
Again, but we learn halacha from there. The Gemara says from there, you learn out there are Cherets that you should be Shayel B'Shloy Machsanya.
Oh, okay.
And Rabbi, yes. Asking after the welfare of one's ill mother, would that fall in the same category?
Mother? I don't think so. I think it's only by, if it's talking about a person sick and you want to know how they're doing, that's okay.
Do I remember incorrectly? I believe the Malachim inquired after his wife. They did not send greetings to Avram's wife.
They inquired about his wife. They didn't send regards to his wife. That's exactly what I said.
So there's no Isser on inquiring about anybody.
Correct. Shokalei the Visu. So Reb Nachman's wife sent him a message. Shokalei Tigray, why don't you go do his din Torah already? The Shmaya Kishar Amaretz. By the time he's finished with you, you'll be like an Amaretz. Because everything you say, he's fucking up. Amalei, my Shiat to the Marachas. So Reb Nachman asked him, what are you doing here? Like, what brought you to town? Amalei, Taskas Menusa Shandar Marbasroi. You sent me Hazmana. A Malay has to shoot to the Bayan Leodana. I can't talk your language, like Mirna. Taska das Venusa Mishayan Lama. You think I would call you the Dintaira? Meaning, obviously, Rav Nachman sent the Hazmana to Yehuda without realizing he's sending who he's sending the Hazmana to. Okay, I'm going to have to stop here today. I know it's early. But I have to go someplace, so I'm going to be stopping here, and tomorrow I'll be back in Rosh Hashanah.